Subheading: Sun and Moon themselves have become dark. Throughout the prophetic scriptures are found numerous apocalyptic symbolisms denoting terrifying heavenly and earthly phenomena. Joel is no exception. In three different places in Joel, the prophet foretells of awe-inspiring and foreboding heavenly phenomena in connection with the day of the locust attack. Accompanying the devouring army, the prophet foretells that the very heavens will be rocked. Joel 1:10 says, "Before it, the land has become agitated. The heavens have rocked. Sun and moon themselves have become dark, and the very stars have withdrawn their brightness." Joel 2:30 and 31 also reads, "And I will give portents in the heavens, and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun itself will be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the coming of the great and fear-inspiring day of Jehovah." Joel 3:15 and 16 similarly says, "Sun and moon themselves will certainly become dark, and the very stars will actually withdraw their brightness. And out of Zion, Jehovah himself will roar, and out of Jerusalem he will give forth his voice, and heaven and earth certainly will rock. But Jehovah will be a refuge for his people and a fortress for the sons of Israel." The fact that the passages from Joel use similar apocalyptic phraseology as employed by Jesus in explaining the sign of the conclusion indicates that the prophecy of Joel will be fulfilled during the parousia of Christ and will be characterized by a time of unprecedented war, no doubt involving the terrifying use of man-made thermonuclear fire, producing the dreaded columns of smoke known as mushroom clouds. There should be no doubt that even the limited use of such horrific weapons would send devastating shockwaves reverberating around the globe, shaking civilization to its very foundation. Or, as it is worded in the prophecy, heaven and earth certainly will rock. The heavenly luminaries suddenly going into eclipse symbolizes that the present, presumptively permanent, political governments and related institutions will experience a catastrophic upheaval and collapse, no longer standing as beacons of light, hope, and security for mankind. The crash of the present system will be of such a magnitude, it will provoke a reaction on Earth as if the actual luminaries in the sky have been extinguished. Modern civilization will be brought to the brink of a terrifying new dark age. The day of the locust attack apparently has to do with the disintegration and overthrow of the present ordering of nations, causing the existing democratic system to give way to a global, absolutist, totalitarian military dictatorship. That development accompanies the coronation of Christ as king and serves as the means by which the world will be squarely confronted with the issue of Jehovah's universal sovereignty. To establish the true interpretation of what is signified by Jehovah's military force, it is helpful to note the parallels on the 13th chapter of Isaiah. By comparison, Joel 2:6 describes the effect of Jehovah's military force upon the world, saying, "Because of it, peoples will be in severe pains. As for all faces, they will certainly collect a glow of excitement." Isaiah 13:7 and 8 reads similarly, "That is why all hands themselves will drop down, and the whole heart itself of mortal man will melt. And people have become disturbed. Convulsions and birth pangs themselves grab a hold. Like a woman that is giving birth, they have labor pains. They look at each other in amazement. Their faces are inflamed faces." Both prophecies use the exact same phrase in describing the event as a despoiling from the Almighty One it will come. Whereas the Watchtower posits that the despoiling foretold in Joel is a result of the ministry of Jehovah's Witnesses, it is abundantly apparent that the despoiling agent depicted in Isaiah is something quite different. Isaiah 13:3-5 records Jehovah's declaration of war, saying, "I myself have issued the command to my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones for expressing my anger, my eminently exultant ones. Listen, a crowd in the mountains, something like a numerous people. Listen, the uproar of kingdoms, of nations gathered together. Jehovah of armies is mustering the army of war. They're coming from the land far away, from the extremity of the heavens, Jehovah, and the weapons of his denunciation to wreck all the earth." Interestingly, God's prophetic word also refers to the armies of both his ancient imperial agents as locusts. For example, Jeremiah 46:23 says of the Chaldeans, "For they have become more numerous than the locusts, and they are without number." Likewise, Nahum says of the Assyrians, "Make yourself heavy in number like the locust species. Make yourself heavy in number like the locusts. Your guardsmen are like the locusts, and your recruiting officers like the locust swarm." So it is apparent that the locusts of Joel represent modern imperial forces that Jehovah has proposed to use in order to wreck the present nation-state system of things and bring himself into judgment with his people and the world.